Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
That game last night, I was right, you were wrong. Just putting that out there, that I picked Seattle.
You mean when one of the best kickers in the league missed a 43-yard chip shot? How are you going to stick your chest out on that?
It's part of the game. What are you talking about?
What do you mean it's part of the game? That was ridiculous.
It's part of the game. You stuck your chest out when Trent Grisham flubbed that single, that Sunday hop right field.
It was already a two-out.
In the Nationals game.
It was already a two-out hit.
So it just would have tied the game instead of lost it. You know I got you on that one. So, yeah, I mean, Seahawks. They're making some noise. And the Rams played them tougher than I expected, especially in Seattle. So, you know, the Rams were okay. But Russell Wilson, Rob, I told you, you got to quit holding. Now, I know his legacy, as great as it's going to be, would be even greater had he not been intercepted at the goal line in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. We all get that.
Well, but it would, Chris, the only is I'm not, it would separate him, as I told you.
From
there's,
what?
There's a lot
from,
of at this point, there's a lot what? Of quarterbacks who win one. Winning two puts you on a different island. That's all. It doesn't mean that he's not a good quarterback. I'm just telling you, it separates you.
It does.
Nick Foles was a backup who won a Super Bowl.
Okay, are you putting Nick Foles in the same conversation as Aaron Rodgers?
Even no, but
they both on. Okay.
No, but the difference
is. So don't put him in the same conversation as Russell Wilson.
Aaron Rodgers won two MVPs.
So what? It's a short menu. That's what you essentially were saying. I get that if he had won two Super Bowls, it would be much better.
It's not just winning.
But I'm
he
just
coughed
saying,
up the Super
him,
Bowl.
Don't lump him in with all the other nondescript quarterbacks who won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer, Joe Flacco. Don't lump him in with those guys. One Super Bowl or not, you watch him play. You watch what's around him, his receivers, his running backs. This dude is phenomenal. He is. Just like I don't say Aaron Rodgers, I don't lump him in with all the guys that lucked their way into one Super Bowl just because he only has one. Because I watch him play, and he's legit. And so is Russell Wilson. 17 for 23 last night, Rob. 268 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Now, check this out. He has got the highest passer rating in the league right now. I'm going to throw a question at you. You're not going to like it because you're down on both guys, but you just, it's undeniable.
It's not I'm not down on him. I'm just saying that it's a little different for me. That's all.
All right.
He's never won an MVP with all the great things that he's done and a team that he could have had he not thrown that pick. It just would have looked different for him. That's all I'm saying. He's had a great career.
What I'm asking you is
2-0 Twins. 2-0 Twins.
He leads the league in passer rating with 126. Unbelievable. He's got 12 touchdowns, 0 picks. He's thrown for 1,400 yards in 5 games, and he's completing 73% of his passes. Best in the NFL. Well, Chase Daniel, if you want to count him, but he only played 1 game. So here's my question to you, Rob. And again, these aren't two guys that are high on your list. But right now, after a quarter way through the season, who is the MVP? Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, or somebody else? And you bet not say Aaron Rodgers.
They're 3-1, too, just like
Stop it. You do not want to go there. You don't. I know you don't. Nobody would believe that.
I'd have to, let me see, is it him? What was the bad loss that they had just a week before?
Seattle to New Orleans, which, hey, New Orleans is legit. I mean, I know Teddy Bridgewater's in there, but still.
Yeah.
They're a pretty good team. That's not that bad of a loss.
I didn't know what to make of them after that loss. It kind of threw me because I thought Seattle should have won that game because that was a game at home, wasn't it, if I remember correct? I was shocked that they lost
game. I'm not positive. I think it was at home.
But they're 4-1. Yeah. I would say only because of the competition, and I'd have to look at the rest of it. I'd have to say the competition, that's what hurts me with Mahomes, is the teams that they've beaten up on. I think Seattle's had a tougher road, tougher teams to play. So I would give the nod probably to Russell Wilson at this point.
Seattle's not undefeated, though.
I know, but I'm just saying, but the other teams that they've played to me are below even average competition. So I do look at who you beat. To me, who you beat matters.
Detroit is legit.
Yeah, but
they are.
But look at the other. You say that. They had a 24-6.
The Jaguars are 2-2.
24-6 lead over 24-6 lead over Arizona. And they let that be a tie. I'm just talking about Detroit.
Hold on. Detroit is 2, what are they? 2-1-1. The Ravens are 2-2 and by all accounts a legitimate team. The Raiders are 2-2. And the Jaguars are 2-2 and looking good. So that's who the Chiefs have beaten. You're confusing them with the Cowboys. Because the Chiefs have beaten teams, legitimate ones. And as much as I am impressed with what Russell Wilson has done, and he has been spectacular, there is still no doubt in my mind, Rob, that Patrick Mahomes is the front runner for the MVP. No doubt.
How could you say that coming off of a no-touchdown game against the Lions? That's ridiculous.
Because they won and he still
No, that's ridiculous.
He threw for well over 300 yards. What are you talking about?
He had no touchdowns. And
you got to have a touchdown in every single game to beat MVP?
No, but you would like the MVP to come off a game where he threw some touchdowns.
Hold on, I'm not buying that.
You said
numbers.
No, but what you said was, without question, he came off a no touchdown game. That's the game that pushed you over the edge because they won?
He's at the top and he's done nothing to.
Yeah, he didn't. You're right. He's done nothing. He didn't score a touchdown in that game. They held him.
I can't believe you because he didn't score a touchdown.
No, but to say that it's unquestioned. You're saying it's unquestioned.
Yeah, it is unquestioned.
I don't believe it's unquestioned.
Here's why. He's thrown for 1,500 yards, more than Wilson, 100 more than Wilson, in one fewer game. He's averaging, Rob, 377.5 yards a game. This guy, and you know, I'm gonna claim it. I'm going to own it. You know, a few weeks ago, I told you and the rest of America that Patrick Mahomes is off to a Jordan-esque start to his career.
I don't remember Jordan ever getting shut out.
I do. He got swept in the playoffs a few times.
I said shut out.
That's the same as a shutout. Would you go scoreless?
I'm just not buying
it. You think you're going to go scoreless in a basketball game? Is that what you expected?
I'm just not buying it yet. That's all. All I'm saying is
I don't know what you're waiting for. You're being stubborn.
I'm not being stubborn.
You're being stubborn, Rob Parker. There is nobody on earth except your cronies in sporty cuts in Detroit.
This is the
and
only
I hope
week.
And they're listening because, I'm talking to you guys in Motown.
This is the only week.
And Max
where a guy doesn't throw any touchdowns, and unquestionably he's the MVP.
Like,
of all weeks, if he would have gotten three touchdowns and they won the game, then maybe I would buy into it.
No, you wouldn't. You
maybe
wouldn't.
I would buy into
you
it.
You wouldn't.
But on this
They'd
week,
still be
this
eighth
is the
on
week
your power list.
This is the week
and,
you're pounding your chest.
And he would be seventh on your MVP list.
This is the week you're pounding your chest when he comes up with a skunk.
Yeah.
He got skunked in Detroit, and this is the week that he's the ultimate.
Did they win, Rob? Did they win?
Stop it. Stop
Did
with
they
the win.
Win. Did they win?
And he got lucky with a fumble. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
they fumbled the ball, and the Lions fumbled at the one, and they stopped playing. The guy picked it up and ran 100 yards. That's how they won that game. That's how they won the game.
15 yards.
Everybody throws for 300 yards now. Chris, there's nothing big about it. No.
Really? Aaron Rodgers doesn't?
Gardner Minshew or whatever his name
is. Aaron Rodgers threw for that.
Aaron Rodgers threw for 422.
Oh, yeah? Well, Aaron's averaging 267.
Everybody.
110 left.
Everybody throws for 300 yards. It's no big deal. Stop
it. He's averaging like 40, 50 yards a game more than the nearest competitor.
All the numbers are inflated, and you know that. That's the game we're playing now.
But
you'll look back now.
It's
like the home runs. It's like that. You'll look back now and go, well, everybody was hitting home runs, just like every quarterback was throwing for 300 yards. Every quarterback was throwing three or four touchdowns. We throw the ball more in this NFL. We don't run the ball. He better be throwing for those numbers if you throw 40, 50 times a game.
You're making no sense. You act like everybody, he's averaging 40 to 50 yards more than everybody else in the league, at least.
40 yards more. Wow.
That's significant, in case you didn't know. He's averaging almost 10 yards per attempt. He's got 10 touchdowns and no interceptions. He's leading the league in QBR. There is no way this guy is not the MVP right now. Tyreek Hill played one game, Rob Parker. I bet you can't even name one of their receivers other than Travis Kelce, the tight end.
Travis Kelce.
Kareem Hunt gone. And this dude is lighting it up like it's Las Vegas.
He didn't light it up last week in Detroit because
he
didn't get a touchdown.
It's a W.
He didn't get a touchdown.
For 315.
He had to run for 90 yards on
a
busted play.
It's a short menu, Rob Parker.
Right? Daniel Jones has done the same thing. He should be MVP because Daniel Jones has done it. Daniel Jones, your other guy.
Stop it.
Who?
Stop it. You're making no sense. Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Washington Redskins stay in the national news. And it's because Jay Gruden, the head coach, is on the hottest seat in the league. A lot of people think he may get fired this week if they lose. They're playing New England. They're going to lose, and they're going to get pounded.
I can't believe New England is only 15.5-point favorites in the game.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's low?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I think Washington's terrible.
Well, they certainly are. There's no doubt about that. So, Jay Gruden is starting Colt McCoy this week. Some people think the rookie Dwayne Haskins needs to be playing. Let's hear what Gruden said. He basically said the quarterback's got to know the system if he's going to be out there and playing. Apparently Haskins doesn't know it as well as Colt McCoy. Here's Gruden.
Well, it means a lot. I think it's any coach would tell you that. It's very, very important for your quarterback to know your system. Otherwise, you have to change your system and make the quarterbacks know it. There's no excuse for any quarterback not to know. I think all three of them know the system, but Colt has the most experience in it. He's very comfortable with it. But But we'll see. You know, I think this will be a great test for him. He hasn't faced a live rush since Philadelphia last year. I think that'll be the biggest test for him.
Rob, I am not defending Jay Gruden in any way, shape, or form. However, I do agree. I don't think Dwayne Haskins is ready.
He didn't look ready, at least in the, when he came into that his first game.
Three interceptions.
It just didn't look. He didn't look like he knew.
And
what
he did right. He didn't look ready in the preseason either. He had his moments, right, where he threw a nice pass here or there, but he just didn't look ready. And that's no slight or shame on him. Patrick Mahomes, people need to remember, didn't play his first year.
Aaron Rodgers didn't play his first 3 years.
Right. I mean, so, we seeing guys come out and play as rookies, and some guys are going to do that. But others need to sit and learn. And I get throwing a guy out there, and he's going to take his hits, and he's going to take his lumps, and he's going to learn that way. But some guys just aren't ready yet. Remember, he only started 14 games in college at Ohio State. Only started one season. The offensive line isn't good, so he's going to take a lot of shots. I don't mind. I don't have a problem with them just basically sitting him this year and getting him up to speed and ready for the NFL.
No, I'm with you. If the coach says he's not ready and he didn't show one, like he threw three touchdowns,
right,
Chris.
Right.
If he threw three touchdowns.
Or just one interception.
and then he didn't want to play him this week, I'd have a problem. I'd say.
I agree.
He looked pretty good to me. I don't understand why you wouldn't do that. But because he played so poorly, we can't make that determination, right?
No.
We really can't. He didn't show us anything to tell us why we should believe that he should start.
And I don't, you know, I think Jay Gruden's motives are, I got to win some games.
Well, part of it is that. I agree.
Right. And I don't blame him. And he thinks right now Colt McCoy
gives him the best chance.
Gives him the best chance. And then after him, Case Keenum. So I don't blame him. And again, I don't think Haskins is ready. So don't throw him in there, get him beat up, having him taking unnecessary hits. Maybe you shake his confidence if he plays so poorly. So I'm fine with this. I do think Gruden is on his way out. You know, there was a report today in the Washington Post that Gruden did not want to draft Haskins, and the owner, Daniel Snyder, overruled him. And they say, the report also said that Haskins understands that too.
Well, that's a bad thing now, right?
Right. So my thing though is, if you know the coach doesn't want this guy, and if you know he's not going to be your coach for very long, then don't play him under Gruden.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, this week's celebrity, the lead singer from one of the hottest R&B groups back in the 90s, I know Rob Parker, anytime he was on a date, he would throw on this group, and it would help him out in a big way. He needed a lot of help.
That and the coupon.
He got a lot of help from Mint Condition. It is none other than the lead singer from Mint Condition. Really great and unique voice, too. Stokely Williams. Stokely, man, welcome to the iCloud.
What's up?
It's great to have you on.
Yo, what's happening, y'all? How you feeling?
We are great, man. We are great. And look, I'm just going to keep it real. You guys have some classic songs that both me and my wife just love. We actually saw you in New York a few years ago. I don't remember where it was. But, yeah, you guys made some classic
Chris,
material.
Did you guys sneak in or did you buy tickets?
Hey, man, come on.
All right,
we paid, but now that I know Stokely, I'm getting free tickets hopefully next
Stop
time.
Stop it.
Come on with it.
But you got a solo album about to come out. It's your second one. You've gone solo. So it's going to be called, is She. What's the name of the new album?
The new name of the album is Sankofa.
Okay. Yes. So tell me, what is it like to go solo after having been in a band that has such great success you know, together for so many years?
Well, yes. I mean, it's crazy. It's a natural progression just because once you're doing something for so long, you just naturally want to expand, you know, spread your wings a little bit, see what else is in life, work a different way. You know, you have a artistically want to, you know, say some things different in a way that you haven't been able to do. I mean, we've been on that journey with the group, 34 or 35 years? And time you look up, man, you're like, wow, I've done this thing. And you know you can do that, but, you know, just different, different paths, you know, for a minute. Just try to see what you can see. So, I mean, it just felt like a natural progression for me.
You guys toured with Prince. You're from Minneapolis, mm-hmm. So you worked with Jimmy. I know Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis discovered you guys. What was that like? You toured with Prince. I mean, what was it like? What was Prince like? Because everybody has their imagination about him. He was kind of a mysterious character, but what was he really like as a person?
Contrary to popular belief, he was very talkative. Matter of fact, you think he's quiet, but it's very... hearing his music, but actually you get to know him. He's quite talkative and, loves comedy. Very deep individual, you know. Very aware of all the current events that are happening. And just a really good person to talk to, a great mentor, and I definitely was talking to him. He would just come, you know, like call me. I'd be like, "Look, what you doing tonight? Come out." That was just funny. I'm not rapping, but wasn't even doing any music or anything like that. So it's a really all around good dude, you know.
I heard, and I think a lot of people heard this from that Prince was a really good basketball player.
I knew you were going to bring this part up because they said that
I know he was only about 5'2", right?
Right, that's with heels on.
Could he hoop? Did you ever play with him and could he hoop?
I heard, but I never got a chance to do that. But I heard that he was pretty decent. I guess he had a couple little handles on him, you know what I mean?
No disrespect to Prince, who's obviously a legend. I just can't picture it. It's hard to picture him being a great hooper.
Well, you know, cats were built low to the ground, and he probably could, you know, shift. He's going to kind of shift you like that. But, right. I mean, like I said, I don't know.
But the perm and the heels,
right,
too.
That's the stuff. but Stokely, let me ask you about people who you admired growing up, and if there was somebody who, you know, you looked at their style and said, man, I want to be like him, or... Or look to, you have anybody you would say you emulated?
Anybody that I look to as far as...
As music, style. Music. I'm just meaning like when you were growing up that you liked a lot and you thought...
Well, you know, I mean, when I was really young, it's like, of course, like James Brown, his swag was...
See, that's crazy. What I was going to... I was going to throw his name out and I was like, man, he might be a little too old. But James Brown was... He's the ultimate entertainer to me. Am I right?
Well, I mean, and it's like really, we all stand on this dude's shoulders, whether we afford it. Every artist out there, you know, them, just all the old school artists are just basically doing like different versions of what they've already created. If you really look at it and really break it down. So, yeah, man, he's, you know, there's a bunch of different every time. I used to love Al Green for his like soulful vibe and that kind of thing. But as far as entertaining, and just that's why he had all these nicknames, Mr. Dynamite, you know, it's like he was explosive, you know, amazing, you know. So I would say definitely him. If I had to name one person that just kind of transcended everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now were you, obviously, you were in the music mostly, but were you in the sports as well? Were you an athlete or anything like that?
Yeah, sir, I used to run a little bit of track, basketball and football. So I played like, and all the way up to like maybe 8th, 9th grade, so then music took over. But, you know, I was, you know, quarterback and team run, halfback, running back, you know, point guard. Yeah, so I pretty athletic. Yeah.
How about now?
Music physical, yeah.
How about now, where you hear all the stuff about athletes, football? A lot of parents won't let their kids play football. Did you have any bad experiences or ever feel anything from football or no?
You mean as far as me, like getting hurt or anything?
Yeah,
anything
like that playing football?
I had fun. I had fun. You know, that, you know, something like football, I realized it was a contact sport. So, I mean, you kind of got to know what you're getting into. Like I tell my son, is like when he first wanted to play football, I was like, look, this is a contact sport. You think?
Right.
I know you think the uniforms is pretty, but, you know, I'm like, no, this, you know, and he first got his bell ring. He's like, oh, okay, I see what you mean now, Dad. I was like, yeah.
Right.
So what you want to do? You know, so he played a little bit, and then he quit. Now he wants to come back. I'm like, all right, this is, you're a little bit older, but guess what? Everybody's a little bit older and stronger, too. So
you know. who do you follow now? Like, are you a T-Wolves fan and Vikings and all them? Or is there a player or team you really ride with?
Or you're a front runner?
What's that?
I said, or are you a front runner? Like,
a front runner. Well, I'm, you know, I go back and forth. I get the Vikings, my beloved Vikings, they've disappointed me. Sometimes I buy in, but it's like they end up, I'm like, ugh.
They'll hurt your feelings.
Yeah, oh, man, they hurt my feelings every year. So it's like they draw me in, and I'm like, that's crazy. But, you know, of course, I got, you know, I love my Timberwolves, too. Derrick Rose and Cat, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns and other cats. So, I mean, I try to, you know, peep in when I can, when I'm getting to show my support and whatnot. But, like, my favorite players, man, like Cat, in the last, like, 5-6 years is Westbrook. I just like his game, man.
So you expecting big things from the Rockets this year?
I hope so, man. You know, him and Harden, we're going to see.
Two lead singers, man. Could that happen in music, two lead singers?
Yeah, we wonder about that.
I know.
See?
You
wouldn't want another lead singer.
There's only one mic and there's only one basketball.
I know. Two kings, one castle. I know. It's going to be interesting, but... I don't know. I think times are changing. The players are so good now. You got so many good players that, you know, it's kind of like a bottleneck thing. Everybody's trying to get out. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at. You know, we're going to have to see. I think that day of just like having one star player, I don't know, in a way, in a minute, it's going to come to an end. You're going to need, and you're going to be seeing like two people who are stars. And they're going to have to make room some kind of way. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I can see the writing on the wall. Because the technology's gotten so much better.
Right.
Everything's better. You know, so people are jumping high. They're going to have to move the dang free throw line back. It's so crazy. Yeah.
Well, we are joined by Stokely Williams, the Grammy-nominated lead singer of the R&B group Mint Condition, one of the classic groups in the 90s. And you got, tell us, Stokely, before you go, what you got going on as far as, you know, where people can see you on tour the next few weeks and, you know, when your music will be coming out, your new music.
Well, let me give you my social, which is at Stokely Official. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and my website is istokely.com. New singles I'm out entitled She from the forthcoming collection, Sankofa. You can check me out. Just go on any of my socials, find out what I'm doing, what's going on, and just that's number one most added song this week, so really excited about that. Back with my, I started out with Jam and Lewis. We back together again, our thing. So it's going to be pretty explosive, man. Pretty amazing. So I'm really excited about the part of this project, and it's just look out for it, man. I just appreciate everybody that's been supporting everything that I'm doing. Whatever projects I hop on, you know, it's just it's been an amazing ride thus far. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, keep up the great work, man. We appreciate you joining the iCouple. I think I'm going to throw on some Breaking My Heart tonight with my wife and see if I can get lucky or something.
Hey, Chris, you got two kids already about to graduate college. What you trying to start? You better be careful.
Yes, sir.
All right, Stokely,
all right,
thank
you.
All right, man.
All right, brother.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to the NBA. And a lot of people, there was a story yesterday, the Lakers had a practice and they obviously let the media in to watch the end of the practice, some scrimmages. And they had a lineup that featured LeBron James at point guard. So it was Anthony Davis at center, which he said he doesn't want to play, but he's going to have to play some, especially in the small ball era of the NBA. So you got Anthony Davis at center. You had LeBron at the point. I don't even remember who the other players clearly wouldn't be. It's a strange lineup. It had, I think, Avery Bradley, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and maybe Danny Green. But whatever the case, they had LeBron at the point. And people are making a big deal out of the notion that LeBron will play point guard this year. What do you think about it, Rob? Is it a big deal to you? Do you think he'll do it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you indifferent to it? What are your thoughts?
I don't think, some people believe AD is going to be the leading scorer and LeBron's going to take a back seat and he's just going to be the facilitator. I just find that hard to believe coming off of the numbers he put up last year and the whole notion that he's going to pull back and I'm just going to set everybody else up. I have a hard time believing that. If his numbers were deteriorating or something and he just felt like I can't do it or I can't, you know what I mean, then maybe I would buy that. Why would you go away from that of what you're doing and just add to that with what AD does? The idea of him being point guard and setting everybody else up for the most part and him taking a back seat offensively and becoming the second leading scorer seems weird to me, Chris. So I'll believe it when I see it 17 years later, you know, 17 years later, that that's where LeBron's going. I don't believe it.
I like it. I think he should be the point guard. He's obviously going to bring it up. I mean, he's probably played point guard 60% of his career as it is. But I like the idea of putting him at point. And I don't agree that him going to the point is taking a back seat. Because, I mean, Magic Johnson was, he may have been the Lakers' leading scorer once in his career, but clearly he was the man. As Kareem got older, it became Magic's team. He was the man, even though he wasn't the leading scorer.
So you,
and
you
sometimes have, he was the third leading scorer.
So you have, who's going to be the leading scorer on this Lakers team?
I would, I think it'll be close, but I would probably say Anthony Davis. Okay,
that's what everybody's keeping.
My average 27.
Saying.
I think LeBron can get 25 in his sleep. It's just that he can. He's just that good. And so I think if he plays point guard, let's say exclusively, I know he'll be off the ball at times. All the point guards are at times. But let's say he's basically the point guard. I can see him, Rob, averaging 25, 11 assists, and 7 or 8 rebounds. And I wouldn't consider that taking a back seat. I do expect LeBron, while I'm saying I think AD might be the leading scorer, I expect LeBron to be the best player. I still think he will be their best player. Now, Anthony Davis may average more points. He'll certainly average more rebounds, and he'll be better defensively. But LeBron James is going to be the straw that stirs the drink. He's going to be the guy that makes the Lakers go. And I just think if he's at the point and he's conscious of getting everybody involved, AD will shine brightly. And then Kyle Kuzma, when he gets back, I think will be big for the Lakers. And then you got, you know, a host, you got some shooters and Avery Bradley, Danny Green, KCP. You know, you got some guys you can fill around the three-point line and LeBron can get them to rock. And of course, like I said, he's going to get 25 points just by being out there. So I actually, Rob, think this would be a good look for the Lakers. There are some I read today, somebody was saying if he's at the point, he's going to get worn down because he got to bring the ball up against full court competition. Let's be real. In the NBA, it's rare that guys pick you up full court.
Unless you're Patrick Beverly and it's your first game in the NBA.
Right, against Lonzo Ball. You're trying to stick it to LeVar Ball, right? But, you know, Rob, in most cases, you're not bringing it up against full court pressure. And then I don't expect LeBron to guard the point guard. That's why you'd have an Avery Bradley, even a Danny Green out there. And LeBron could guard either the two or the three. But I like it. I think it's a good idea. LeBron is never one to just be pigeonholed into being a point guard. But I think at this stage of his career, Rob, as you get older, you know, you adjust. Jordan adjusted and played more in the post later in his career. And he had that incredible turnaround, Jay, that fadeaway. Kobe went a little more into the post. You know, guys do that as they get older. And so I would like to see LeBron make this type of transition.
Yeah, I'm just not there yet. I'd have to see how it all comes together. I don't know. Do they struggle early on with LeBron being a facilitator mostly? Or it depends. If you win, I guess you could just continue to do that if you believe that that's working. And if you don't, would you say, well, maybe this isn't the way we need to go? It just seems like LeBron has done, with the numbers at least, can continue to put the same numbers up. So that's the part that I look at and just wonder.
Well, I know he handles
the ball.
Right, and he's going to get points. I'm not saying I expect him to average 18 points a game. I still think he's going to be 25 points, and he may be the leading scorer. But I just think it makes it an easier transition for Anthony Davis if LeBron is at the point. Because then you really can come down and run the offense a lot of the times through AD. If LeBron's off the ball, then who you going to run it through? A lot of times, and probably most times, you're going to run it through LeBron. And then AD has to really adjust. So I think with those two stars, that's why I could see them doing it. But don't get me wrong. I don't expect LeBron's scoring average to drop tremendously to 18 or 19 or even 20 points a game.
Right. All right.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.